previously on Algoa FM Breakfast. Wake up with Wayne, Lee and Charlie T.
Oh, sorry, are we live? Sorry, I got up so early this morning.
Yeah, four?
I was in for Carly.
Yeah?
That's why I'm yawning.
Okay.
So it's catching up now.
Yeah, I think we need to stop this because the thing is, Charlton gives his first burst of energy at 5 o'clock, and by the time it hits 7,
yeah,
here,
that lunch bar kicking.
Yeah, I think this has got to stop.
A colleague on the line, we chatted to her last year, I think even the year before, and maybe the year before that. So she's just an overachiever, but anyway, she's at the airport. Carly!
Hello, Wayne Lee and Charlie D.
Good morning.
Thanks for making me wake up early this morning, Carly.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thanks for standing in for me.
You on a ticket, preparing to board a flight to go to Durban again. Comrades, yes. Carly, talk to us. What's happening?
Yeah, so this is my sixth one I'm attempting. I never count them until I've actually crossed the finish line. Obviously, I did the two virtual ones during lockdown. So this would have been number 8, but it's lucky number 6.
Carly, who are you with right now at the airport?
I'm literally standing in a corner, but I don't make too much noise and I don't attract too much attention to myself. But it's kind of hard when I've gone and braided my hair with bright, bright pink braids. I look super cool with cornrows right now.
Listen, Carly, it's uphill this year. It's Durbs to Pietermaritzburg, right?
That's
so
correct.
A little bit, is it tougher than obviously downhill?
Yes, it's tougher, but no such thing as up or down. There's ups and downs. and it's also the shortest ever recorded up marathon by 500 meters, I think. So it's only 85.91 kilometers this year.
Carly, I'm just a little bit disappointed that you're flying there. You know, I would have expected you to perhaps run as part of your warm up.
Maybe next year if you join me, Hayley.
Carly, any time that you're looking at to finish, more or less?
I'm not pushing myself. It's gone over days where I go for like a sub 9. I have done once before, but now it's just about collecting all the medals. I want to get my green number. So, to answer to your question, why do I keep doing it year after year? It's because I want to get my green number, and that's when you get 10 medals for finishing. Mm. So,
10 medals and 10 less toenails.
They do grow back, though.
Carly, I remember last year when we chatted to you, I mean, you went into the race. You had a bit of an injury, if I recall now,
yes,
didn't you?
Okay. Yes, yeah. I still managed to finish with an hour spare. So it is possible for the slower runner to do it. It definitely is a bucket list kind of thing if you are any kind of athlete/runner, I think.
So, Carly, let's just chat about the pragmatics very quickly. What do you eat, for instance, on a morning like this? So you're at the airport now. Normally, Charlton, Wayne, Cornelius and myself would probably head somewhere and go and get like a croissant and a coffee. Or maybe like a bagel. what would you do?
I'll get something on the plane, but nerves play a big role with me. Like if I'm nervous, I can't eat. So especially on the morning of comrades, I know a lot of people have oats and toast and this and that. I really struggle to get down like half a energy bar or half a banana. I'm just like, oh, no, just start the race. Once I start running, I'm fine. Then I can eat and eat and eat because there's so much food and yummy things along the route. So yeah,
it's all going down on Sunday. 5:30 is the start Sunday morning. I think Lee, you've been anxious to give. You've got some advice, don't you?
Yeah, before I give you the advice, there is advice from me, but I just wanted to know in terms of the comrades, organizers, has there been any advice or warnings around the weather in KZN? We know that it has been inclement. I mean, there's just been terrible winds and there's tornadoes and all sorts of things. What have you guys been told?
We haven't been told anything yet. As far as I know, nothing has been affected in terms of our route. Obviously, I'll keep paying attention to any kind of media if they do release something. The only thing that's said is at about 8 km in, there's roadworks along the highway, so 4 lanes get reduced into 2 lanes. So you can imagine 20,000 people all being squeezed. So it's going to be a little bit of a bottleneck around 8 kilometres in. But in terms of the rain at fall and the road conditions, they haven't said anything. So touch wood, all systems go for Sunday.
Carly,
there's no rain on Sunday, just by the way. I checked.
Yes, no, I have also been watching the weather. It looks like it's going to be a nice day for us.
Carly, all the best to you, my darling. Even coming through on Telegram messages from some of our breakfast listeners, Reggie saying strongs to you for the race. Just one last little bit of advice from me, other than, you know, being very much aware of the weather. Run like there's a hot guy in front of you and a creepy one behind you.
That's all we can give you.
Okay, so Charlie behind me and Wade in front of me.
Look at that. I can't make your show on Monday and Tuesday. I'm not available.
Okay, look at Wayne blush.
Yeah, no.
He's the creepy one.
Right in the face now.
Right, like Charlie's in front of you, the hot
no,
guy.
No, the other way around.
No, it's the other way around.
Yeah, I'm in front.
Charlie's the creep.
Carly, listen, all the best from all of us. And I mean, listen, where can we follow you? How can we follow you on Sunday?
There is a Comrades app. You can literally search for the app. It's called Comrades Marathon. And my number is 10176 or 10176.
Is that your number?
Yeah, that's her number. Yes. 10176.
Yes, or just put in Carly Lowe and then you'll see it.
Okay. Carly, all the best for Sunday. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Carly.
Bye-bye.
I know that we are... Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.